Up to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph, around 12, 13 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Omar Mar, Hakoises es a oires. If someone chews a piece of rice, Mevorech Olav Bogi Piyadoma, rice as it is in its raw state, with the shell especially. So then is the raw state of rice, then you make a hadoma, you do not make a mezoinus. However, Tochanoi, if you ground it, Ofoi, and you baked it, just like we had before by chitin, not the same thing with rice. Ubishloi, and you cooked it. Ava pisha pusas kayomo is betchilo, even though you can still see the rice as it was originally. Mevoi chalo bergim ne mezoinus. Here the bracha changes, and you make a mezoinus. Filo besoif, and at the end, what's the bracha chroni that you make? Bracha achz mein sholosh. You make a ala michyo, bracha achz mein sholosh. We find not like that. At the end, you make nothing. Now, nothing doesn't mean nothing. Zog Rashi, you don't need anything from the Birchas Eretz Yisrael, from the Alamichia, from like you do, like in Peres Eretz Yisrael. Ala Oretz, Ala Peres. Elo Bar Nefoshes, but rather you make a Bar Nefoshes, Rabbis. Kecholmidi de Leisa Meshivas Aminim, because just like all things that are not from Shivas Aminim, you make a Bar Nefoshes. So Rashi over here explains why it's called the Loiklum. It's Loiklum meaning you don't need from Birchas Peres Haaretz. That's what it means. You don't need the special Bracha of Alamichya, none of that, but rather Bar Nefoshes. Other Rishonim explain, the reason why it's Loiklum is because it's a Bracha, there's a Shita in Tosis that says that you make a Bar Nefoshes even less than a Shir. Even if you drink a Mashuhu. What's the Pshat? Why would you make a bracha? Tos Lama Tez, why do you make a bracha bar nefashas even if you drink a mashu of a bar nefashas, like a food item? The answer is because bar nefashas, you're not mentioning the food. Even shahakol, you're mentioning the food. Shakol niyeh b'dvaroi, what I just ate should be niyeh b'dvaroi, everything. Bar nefashas, rabbis, like Tos explains on the top, is a general bracha. You thank the Eibusha for the bria, for the things that we need, for the things that are luxuries. So it's a bracha that's not relevant to what you ate right now. So if that's the case, that explains why you take it only to shir. It's like a shvach to the Eibusha on what you just did. You're thanking Hashem, so it's not specifically on an amount that you ate. It's a bracha even on a mashu. So either v'loy klum, you don't have to have a shir what you ate, or v'loy klum, it's a birchas hashvach, not mentioning the food item. But either way, the v'loy klum doesn't mean not a bracha at all. It means that you make a bar nefoshes. So we have a contradiction over here, and we have a machlokes. On the one hand, it says that you make a bar nefoshes, a bar nefoshes at the end, and v'atanya, different price says that you make a v'loy klum. That means you make a bar nefoshes. And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Sheshes Loi Kash. It's not a steer in the brises. Horem Gamliel that says that you make a bracha achmein sholosh at the end. Horabonin that say that you make a bracha first at the end. The Tanya like we find a brisa. Zeh klal kol shu mishivas aminim. Anything that has in it the shivas aminim that is from the shivas aminim. Rav Gamliel loy mishalosh brachas. You make birchas hamazoin. We don't pass it like that. Rav Gamliel says anything from the shivas aminim. You eat dates. You make a birchas hamazoin. Chachomim oimrim, bracha achas mein shalosh. Chachomim say, no, you make a ala michyo. Ala gefen, ala eitz. Umayse, zog dumar, the following story, umayse ben gamliel viskenim. Shoyim esubin ba'aliyah b'yirichoy. He was sitting in aliyah in Yirichoy. Ve'evi ulefneim koisvois. They brought in front of him koisvois, which are dates. Zog drashi, tmorim. Ve'heim dvash ha'omim b'shibas aminim. It's one of the shibas aminim. Sha'a dvash zov min atvorim, right? Dvash is one of the shivas aminim. What is dvash? Dvash is zof from the tamarim. Ve'ochlu, and they ate it. Now, ve'nosar Gamliel reshus l'Rabbi Akiva levorich. Rabbi Gamliel was mechavad Rabbi Akiva to bench, to make ad la'ad the bracha achoina. So what did he do? Kofatz, he was mezamen. What did he do? Explains the tzlach, the Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Akiva specifically jumped ahead and made a bracha of ala eitz. He didn't want Rabbi Gamliel to tell him, make a birchas hamazon like Rabbi Gamliel held. So that's why he was kofatz. Ubirich Rabbi Akiva bracha achas mein sholosh. And he specifically made a ala eitz. Omar le Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel told him, Akiva, ad mose atamachnis roish rabbeinu machloikus. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nosi, the Roshiva. So he called him Akiva. He says, what are you getting about the machloikus? I paskin that what did you make a bracha shel sholosh, meaning bechas amozen. So why are you making bracha achas mein sholosh? The machloikus rabbanon on me. Why are you going, coming, getting involved? So the guy in really bavarns, what do you mean? If he would have made a birchas hamazon, he's also getting involved in machlokes. Rabbanon argue. So what do you mean? Machas achas ben machlokes. Zok the guy in shteis liyo. The Gemara in Dafid Beis says that when you eat tamarim b'di'eved, according to everyone, you can make a birchas hamazon. You yoytze because it's mezen zayin. It satiates. So birchas hamazon would help. So that's what he meant. Don't get involved in machlokes. Do something which b'di'eved, according to everyone, would work. Amalei. So B'kiva answered Rabbeinu. Adam Gamliel, you're the Roshiva, you're the Nasi. But Rabbeinu, Ava Bishat Oimakain, even though you take a say you make a Birchas Hamazon when you eat Shiva Saminim. Bechavercha Oimrim Kain, but Rabbonim argue on you. Limaraton Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us. Yochet Vramaloch Rabim. So I'm following the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim say that you make a Brachach Mein Sholosh on Shiva Saminim. So we have your Sodistic Machloikas over here. Reb Gamliel and Reb Akiva, what's the Brachach Reine that you make on Shiva Saminim? On Peris Eretz Yisrael, on Nikri Seves. According to Gamliel, you make a bracha achroina birchas hamazon, and according to Rabbi Kiva, you make a birchas ala eitz. Now Tosis discusses that even if you're going to make a birchas hamazon, but a mezamenam ala peiros. So what was this whole kibud? He was mechabedim. He was mechabedim to bench, so to speak, and then he jumped ahead and he made a bracha of ala eitz. What's how does zimun come in? A mezamenam ala peiros. Ein Tosis over here on the bottom. That discusses that Nakuda. Rabbi Sanavarich, so that's a discussion. Zok the Gemara Vaita. So what's the raya that we see the Rabbanon hold that you make a bar in the fashion? Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Oimer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shu Mishivas Haminim. Anything that's from the Shivas Haminim, Zok the Gemara Lamed Zayin Omed Beis, Veloy Min Dogon. It's from the Shivas Haminim and it's not from the Mine Dogon, meaning it's not Dogon, it's not Chit in the Seirin. So, or min dogon, or let's say it's a min dogon. Will I also pass, even if it's dogon, but you didn't make bread out of it? Like that, Rashi says on the tab, min dogon yeshchiluk shem osse pass, hakomenim shtoch lachav gimel brachas. If you made pass out of it, everyone agrees you make birchas hamazon. But let's say it's a min dogon, or, but you didn't make pass, or it's shivas haminim, but not the min dogon part. Gamliel oimer shalosh brachas, Gamliel says you make birchas hamazon.
V'chachomim oimerim brocha achas. You make the bracha of achas mein sholosh, ala michyo ala eitz, continues the brisa.
Kol she'ena loy mishivas haminim. When it's neither shivas haminim, v'loy min dogon, and it's not a min dogon either. Kugoin, pas oiges v'doichin, or bread that's made out of millet or rice bread. Reb Gamliel loy me bracha achas mein sholosh. Here Reb Gamliel takes downgrades and he says you make a ala michyo dent. V'chachomim moimrim v'loy klum. Chomim say you make nothing, and nothing we said means bar nefoshes.
So we have a clear machloikas in Gamliel and the Chachomim. What bracha do you make at the end when you finish eating oiris? According to the Gamliel, you make a bracha achas mein sholosh, and according to the Chachomim, you make a boyer nefashis. Zok the Gemara weiter.
Zok the Gemara, b'mayu kimtim Gamliel. Meaning, you're saying the brayse earlier, oh, where it says over there that you made a mein sholosh, like in Gamliel, Amos sefer the reisha. It says over there that chitin that you cooked after the wirpas, im ein aprus kayomois, if you don't have a shir kazayis left over, betchil mevarchal b'yom nemezaynus, you make a mezaynus first, v'lo b'soim varchal b'orachal men sholosh, and then you make a ala michyo. Mani, who's as like? I Rabbi Gamliel, if you could say it's Rabbi Gamliel, because he's the one that says this din, so hashta akoseves, madach on akoseves, meaning on tomorrow, v'adaiso, the halacha is Omer Gamliel, you make a sholosh bracha, you make a regular birchas hamazon. Originally it was pass, and now you make a birchas hamazon. So even though it's not visible anymore, so im eina prusas kayomis mi boya, so for sure you should have to make a birchas hamazon in eina prusas kayomis. So why does the Brayse say you make a bracha me'ein sholosh? It doesn't make sense. How could it be Omer Gamliel? Why would you make a bracha me'ein sholosh? You should require birchas hamazon. Ela pshita rabbonon. Must be it's according to the rabbonon. And what does it say over there? It says clearly that you make a bracha achas mein sholosh. According to rabbonon, you don't make a bracha achas mein sholosh. According to rabbonon, you make a on eris, you make a burn of foshes like we take a paskin. Ihochi kashet rabbonon. So it's a stir in rabbonon. Ela lo oilom rabbonon. It's taka rabbonon. And be goyres differently in that brayse. V'toni gabe oiras v'lo besoif and b'varch olav v'loy klum. But rather you make a burn of foshes. And that's how we paskin. Or is you make a bar mizaynus before, and you make a bar nefashis afterwards. So we see clearly you're being changing the brayse of itni that or is at the end is a bar nefashis, and that's Rabbanu that argue.
Ruben, right here.
Yeah. Sok the Gemara Omar Rove Hai riata de chakloi. Riata de chakloi. Riata zagdrashi. Hu chobetz kedera. We had a lot ago chobetz kedera. That dish that's mixed up together with shemen and oil and kemach. So chobetz kedera, the chakloi means bnei kfar. The mafshe bekimcha, they have a lot of kemach in it. Bevorach boi, my name is Zoynis. My time, what's the reason? The smida ikar. The main thing is the soilus. The mechuzo. Zagdrashi bnei krach. The lemavshi bekimcha, they don't put a lot of kemach in it. Bevorach alav shakani, bevorach. My time, duvshe ikar. The main thing is the dvash. So you make a shackle. Vahoda, oh my God, and then Rabbi retracted. No. You make a burn mezonis as long as it has in the chamech saminim. The Rav Shmuel, the Amitavayu, like we had before in the Brisa, kol sheyesh burn chamech saminim, mevorach and all the burn mezonis. As long as it has chamech saminim, you make a burn mezonis. So here also, so since it has, it's irrelevant if it's a lot or if it's a little. It has chamech. It can't be ladavik. That's what Tosis says. We paskin. It has to be that it's there to soyed, but it can't be ladavik. But the fact that it has chamech saminim, it doesn't have to be majority, even if it's a minority. And Achronim explained, Rabbi Yashiv in Oris, he said the vart in the minority is not the pshat that chamech saminim is so choshev. So even if it's a minority, you make a burn mezonis. That's not the pshat. Because if the vart is chashivas, then if you have a choshev fruit mixed in a different food item, it should change brachas, even though it's a minority. So Elamite's not the chashivas sheboy. Brachas would change left and right, even if they're minorities because of chashivas. The vort is because, like Tosfos says, it's soyed. It's soyed as alev. That's what trumps. That's what makes the brach of Boyim Nemezoinis. Kol sheyesh b'chamenes aminim, it's not ladavik, but it's a soyed. Then you make a Boyim Nemezoinis. That's what is the deciding factor when you make a mezoinis. Zog de Gemara. Omer Rav Yosef, hai chavitza de isbe pirurin, kezayis. So Rashi explains, what is chavitza? It's machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Zog Rashi, chavitza de isbe pirurin, zog Rashi, ke'ein shlenaikuk shemefarim betocha alf ilfes lechem. That means, you take crumbs of bread, and you cook it, you mevashal it, that means bread that was already baked. And now it's, so to speak, grounded, because you take chatichas. Mefarim, that means small pieces. And you're putting it now into a ilfus, which is a place that you cook. So that's very similar to the Gemara we just had before, that bizman shapusis kayomis, if you have bread, tochno, the ofa, the bishla, so bizman shapusis kayomis, then you make a hamoitzi, bizman not, and not. That's similar to this Gemara. That's a rationalist. Tosis learns, no. Tosis learns, we're talking about Tais in the bottom of the top tais, lekach nirli chavitza hane pirugin hane dbokin yachad aide morok, aide cholov, stamp pieces of crumbs of bread that are stuck together through a mixture, through soup, not through cooking, or through milk, kome chavitza de tamri, shen dbokin, without bishel, not like Rashi. Akoponim, Rashi learns that it's a sugi of bishel. So, omra b'yosef hai chavitza dis be pirugin kezayis, so if it has pirugin of kezayis in this bread that was recooked, when you make now a bracha rishon, you make hamoitzi. The bracha at the end is a birchas hamozen. The less be pirurin kezayis, if it doesn't have pirurin kezayis, betchila mevorach al ha'bayim nemezoynis. First you make a bayim nemezoynis, if it doesn't have a kezayis, because then it's cooked. Bread that was recooked, so you make a mezoynis. V'lo besoiv pirurin of that bread, mevorach bracha achz mein sholosh, you make ala mechil. Omer Rav Yosef mina amina lo, from where do I know this din? That, like Rashi learns, let's stick to Rashi, that if you have bread that was pirurin, that was paste into a dish that's recooked, if it doesn't have a kezayis, or if it does have a kezayis, it's dependent if you make a hamoitzi, or if you make a mezoinis, if you make alamichi, or if you make bechsamozen, mena aminolof, where do I know this? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Hoya oimed umakiv menochas bishlayim. Rashi says that the Yisrael is oimed, and the Kohen is makiv the menochas in Yerushalayim on his behalf. So, oimed boch shechiyonu vikimonu vikiyonu lezman hazeh. Who makes Zechionu? Zog Rashi, im loy hevi menochas ze yom rabim. If it's a long time that I haven't brought menochas, so the Yisrael makes a Zechionu. Tosis argues, Tosis says that not the Balabayas, he says, doichik to say so. We're talking about the Koyen. So Tosis says, we're talking about that, venira be Koyen oimid lahakiv rishon b'mishmaratoy. It's his turn, the Koyen is choft ala mishmaris. And it comes out that base pom v'shona, twice a year you do this, you get the rotation. So you make a shechionu. The Ramotaka says in Reish Chof Hei, that a pre that's mischalish pamayim v'shona, you make a shechionu, like we see over here in Tosis. Meaning even the kind that do it for someone else, they make their shechionu. Then Tosis says, v'chevet sheyesh lam zman kavua mevorken shechionu. It's a zman kavua. V'loike pirish rashid menochas, the magi be koyin shalai hikri me'olam.
Rashi Menachem says the third pshat. We're talking about a coin that never yet brought the first time around. For that, you don't make a brocha of Shachiyonu. Toisol, that's not a zman kavua to bring it, so you don't make a Shachiyonu on that. The Bialocha in Chav Beis brings tak over there. Do you make a Shachiyonu on something you do the first time? A mitzvah you do the first time. There's a shayla in the poskim if you make a Shachiyonu on the first time in Halakha Ponim. Right, but the Goyin said you don't make a Shachiyonu a mitzvah you do the first time. The ones that Chazal stole back, Chanukah, of course. But Halakha Ponim, we have three shittas over here. Shittas Rashi, that the Shachiyonu is going on the Yid, on the Yisrael. Yomim Rami didn't do it. Toys says it's going on the Kohen that does it twice a year based on the Mishmaris, Pamay Mishonah. And then he brings Rashi Menachas that says that it's the Kohen that's the first time he does Lehikrim Oilo. Akoponim, Zok the Gemara. So he's Oim the Mak of the Menachas, so the Shachyonu is made. Then Notlon Lochlo, now the Kohen obviously eats. The Kohen now comes to eat these Menachas. Mevorech Hamoitzi Lech Menoget. He makes a Hamoitzi. Vetoni Allah. And we learned over there on that Mishnah. It's over there. V'toni alo zok Rashi v'tanan al menoches minchas machvas minchas macheshes. Those that are machvas or macheshes depends what type of frying pots they are. Pans they are afuyos v'kulon. All these menoches that you eat poiteton before you do the kmitza, you break them into pieces. Kazayas, meaning before the kmitza, you break them into a kazayas. And Zog Rashi, Kolom HaBoitz in Koinu Kemitza, Vo'oysos and Petitim Kezaisim, make small pieces of Kezaisim, Kechziv Potois, Psisim Kezaisim. So now, we see clearly that you make a Hamoitzi for a Kezais. And that's similar to the case of Rashi, that we're talking about bread that was recooked, or refried upon him, we're comparing the two. Omele Abaya, Elamiyato, according to Tanu Dei Bishmol over there, the Omar, Parchon, that after the Afia, before the kmitza, you perich it totally. You make it totally into flour. Atchemachzigan le sultan. You make it into flying flour. You crush it totally. So chanami the loyboy bruchi amitzach menoget.
If you're telling me if Rav Yosef's din is correct, that a chavitza you only make hamoitzi after it's cooked, only if it has pirun of a kazayis. So according to Tanav Bishmol, that the menochas are also made in the machmas and the macheshes, and they don't have a kazayis because they find flour. Achimachzir and the sultan. So you're going to tell me, according to that, you would not make hamoitzi? Hochanami leboy bruch hamoitzi lech menogetz? Vichite mochanami, that you would not make hamoitzi according to him on the menochas. But Tanya, that can't be. We know clearly it says, the halacha is, lokat mikulon kazayis, if you ate these menachas, so to speak, if theoretically this would be eaten on Pesach, then v'ochlon im chometzu on ishkores, it's considered yichayv kores. Now only chayv kores on something that is considered a pas. It's bread on ishkores v'matzuhu on miyotzeh dechvos bePesach. Again, you only yotzeh matzah if it's lechem oyniksiv. So we see clearly that you can be yotzeh dechvos bePesach, meaning that you make hamoitzi on this type of fine flour that was made in a machvas and a macheshes. So we see the bracha is ultimately hamoitzi. And according to Rabbi Yosef, that something that is cooked and it doesn't have pirun of a kezayis, then it would not be hamoitzi. Here we see that it's theoretically hamoitzi because you're yotzeh dechvos bePesach. You're onish chorus on it. It's a shem lechem. It retains the shem lechem, even though it's totally machzir l'salton, even though it's totally fine flour. And it doesn't have a kezayis. And for the Gemara, hachamai skinon, the reason why by the menachas you would be yotzi dechavos of a Pesach, even though it's fine flour, kung tanabe bishmol, and it's different than a Yosef's din. Why? Hachamai skinon b'she'irson. You were goivel it again. So drashi chazav a giblon yachad, the chazav often, you rebaked it. So even though kung tanabe bishmol, the menachas were fine flour, but the reason why we're talking about that you could be yotzi dechavos of a Pesach is in a case where it's arson. You were chazav and goivel it yachad, and you rebaked it again. That's why the bracha is taka hamoitzi. Then taka you can yotzi dechavos bePesach, but that's not a raya to Rabbi Yosef that said that you need a shir kezayis by someone that's his bashel. Here we're talking about in the case specifically where it's chazar v'govlon. The Mogen Avraham in Kuf Samaches wants to bring a raya from this Gemara when the Gemara says hachem ha'iskinu b'she'irson, but you chazar v'govlon, and that's why it's hamoitzi. So he says oy bazoi knedlich. You should be able to make the bracha v'amoitzi. You should make the bracha v'amoitzi. Because what are knedlich? Knedlich are like these petitin. Like the petitin of Kongtan Bebishmol, that it's machzir in the sultan. It's matzah that you make into fine flour. It's machzir in the sultan. It's porchon machzir in the sultan. And then you reconstitute it again. You chozav arson, meaning, bisha arson, you chozav giblon.
and then you recook it, and oibizoi, it should be mamish like b'she'arson, where it's chazav giblon, which should be hamoitzi. All the other poskim, they argue on him, they say there's a big difference. The Gemara is talking about chazav arson, like Rashi, that you chazav ofon. Chazav ofon, you might make a bruch of hamoitzi. Masha'enke k'nelech, it's not chazav ofon, it's bishlon. By bishlon, then you don't have this din that it goes back and reverts back to the bracha of hamoitzi, because then avada by bishlon it would be different, it would be a whole different entity, and then it would taka not be hamoitzi. Frag the Gemara, ihochi, if we're talking about that, what, that it's chazav giblon, ema seifa. It says over there in the sefer vush ochel mechdechilas pras that you dafke ede mechdechilas pras viibeshi erson. Why does it say sheochlon? Hai she'ochlon, she'ochloi mi boyle. If you reconstitute it and made it again, chazav ofen, into a new entity, so it's not small piruin and small fine flour, it's you made it again, chazav giblon yachad. So it's not ochlon, which is a plural form, it should be she'ochloi mi boyle. You ate this dish that was again chazav goblon in Lashon Yochid. Why is it Lashon Rabbim? You're right. La'olam, we're talking about that it's fine flour. And la'olam, we're talking about this fine flour was made into a minchas and a machvas and a macheshes, and it's like it's cooked. And yet, the reason why you make hamoitzi, even though Rav Yosef says that by a chavitza, that only if it has piruna, because I see make hamoitzi, and here we see you make hamoitzi, because yoitzi dechavosoi, even though it's fine flour that was cooked, that was made as a mincha, in a machvas and a macheshes, a new chiddush, something that originated from a lechem gadol, and the lechem gadol is still here. So then, even though now I'm taking the small crumbs and the soilus and the small and the machzir l'saltan part, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you still would be yoytzi lechavasa, and you still be able to make hamoytzi because it's bami lechem gadol. So Rashi v'nisham in alechem shaloi nifras kuloi. Part of the lechem is still here. It's next to it. You have a shtik lechem. You have a piece of lechem that's more than a kezayis. And now this part that you have that's fine flour and that's a mincha and a machvas and a macheshes, you make hamoitzi on that part that was fine flour because it's the bomi lechem gol. The lechem gol gives it some type of koyach that the bracha on the fine flour would also be hamoitzi lechem in oretz. So Rashi, but if you don't have the lechem gadol left over, avlim nifras kuloi loichshive ptitin aptutim mikazayis, mikazayis, the ptitin that are less than the kazayis would not be able to make hamoitzi on them. V'loim avachinu hamoitzi ve'en yoitzi dechavos matzah v'pesach. You only yoitzi matzah. You only make hamoitzi because the lechem gadol is still left over. You have next to it. But the oilam Rav Yosef that says that you need a kazayis is talking about where you don't have lechem gadol. So then you have to have a kazayis, but small, but crushed. Ptitin that apachas mikazayis would tak indeed not be amoytzi lechem noretz if it's cooked. We're talking about that it's cooked in such a fashion. Zog the Gemara, my hava halo. What's the din lemaisa when it comes to this chavitza? Zog the Gemara, omrav sheishes. Hai chavitza afagav the less bepiru in kazayis. Not like we said before. Not like Rabbi Yosef said. Not like the Gemara number aleph. Chavitza, even though it doesn't have piru in of a kazayis, even though it's cooked and it's pirurei lechem that are in the ilfus, mevoyech olav hamoitzi lechem in the oretz, you still make a bracha of hamoitzi lechem in the oretz. But there's a condition. Omarove, v'hudika le turisa de nahamo. It has to have a turisa. So Rashi, a toya maris alechem. It has to have a shape. It has to have a form. It has to have a tzur of a lechem. Then you would make hamoitzi lechem in oretz, even though it's cooked, and even though it's pachas mikazayis. This is obviously negeya by food items that are little bagels that are pachas mikazayis that are recooked. If it still has a tzuras and a hammer or these croutons or different things, or even French toast, if you look at it as being cooked, depends how you look at French toast. The eggs, is that considered cooked or is it considered fried or baked? Depends what it is. That's negeya to matzah brei, all these things that are bread that is crushed that is less than a kazayis. Does it have a tzuras and a hammer? Then it will be negeya. Does its bracha retain hamoitzi lechem and oretz, or does it turn into a mezainis? Now, this din is only negeya because it's cooked. If you take be'etzim matzah meal, which is directly from the matzah, then avada de bracha is hamoitzi lechem and oretz, because then it's be'etzim, it didn't change. Just because it's crushed, that doesn't take away the tzurisin and the hammer. It's still there. Tzurisin and the hammer is only chisorin when it's cooked, and then it doesn't have a tzuris and hammer. But something that is crushed, crush is not be'etzim, didn't be'etzim lose the Tzurisa de Nahama.
Oh, so Tosa says, Omar Rav Udika Tzurisa de Nahama, v'chein kaimelon, the Rav Basroi, v'loi be'inon she'e piruin kezayis, came dika Tzurisa de Nahama, linyan ha'moitzi. Even something that's this bashel, if it has a Tzurisa de Nahama, even if it's less than a kezayis, it would be ha'moitzi. Tosa fears always, and he says a fascinating thing at the end. Tzurisa de Nahama, nira, Tzurisa de Nahama means, k'shenoysen ha'piruin b'mayim. If you take bread, or crumbs of bread, and you put it into water, you let it soak there. If the water turns starchy, it turns white, because of the crumbs, that's when it loses the shame of lechem, when the water turned white. He used to take the pirurin and soak it in water at night, to have them the next morning. Beloy birchas hamoitzi, in order not to have to make a birchas hamoitzi, ubeloy birchas hamozen. He took away the tzuris of the nama. Why did he do this? Shleila acher, in order not to waste time, so to speak, he was limited on his time. Kadeshi is chazik roishoy v'yuchal lahagid halocha. In order to be able to give the shir, to say the halocha, he needed to have this food, but he didn't want to be ma'achrid with the birchas hamoitzi and the birchas hamozen. So we see al kaponim what his benching was. We're ruggle to say, give me a minute, let me finish benching. By him, the Birch Samozen would be ma'acharim that he would not be able to mechazik roishim to say the shir, to say the halacha. Al kaponim, in order to remove the tzuris nama, he soaked this bread or these crumbs in water, and the water turned white, it was melabinit, and that is the gather of taking away tzuris nama. And then it would turn into mezainis. Now, this din, like we said, the Mishaburah says clearly in Simen Reish Ches, that Shor b'mayim is mevatel l'shem lechem if the water turns white. But crushed bread or flour, even without a kezayis, it still has the shem toya lechem be'etzim. It doesn't lose be'etzim l'shem lechem. The nafkamina is if someone cannot eat matzah on Pesach, he has a problem chewing it or biting it, so you can make a hamoitzi on flour, 100%. It's considered, that's be'etzim tzurisa de nahama, and it's not nisbashel, that's not a problem. If you would have to soak it in water, you'd also be able to make hamoitzi, as long as the water does not turn white. That's where the nafkamina chaps, that it shouldn't lose the tzuris and hama by soaking it enough that the water would turn white, and then he did it the night before. Al kaponim, overnight, it for sure loses the shame toya lechem. But to make it soft in water, we see clearly that that doesn't take away be'etzim the tzuris and hama, even on the kemach, as long as it doesn't nislab in the mayim. Obviously, there's negeh for a choyla, someone who has mekayim the mitzvah matzah, and he cannot bite, and he can only eat kemach, and he needs the kemach to be wet, the only way for him to eat it. So then, bivalt, it's never cooked. So avada, it still remains a bochav hamoitzi, even less than the kezayis, b'yisoydoi, even though it's crushed, fine flour, it's hamoitzi, and the gather of losing tzuris and nama is soaked in water, the ad kedei kach, that the mayim is islamnu. All right, we'll stop over here by the Gemara. 10 lines from the bottom, Truknin. Truknin chayovim b'chala, that's a new sugya.